We're checking in with Irene Lutz from Quinn Cycles to chat a little bit about how the group is adapting to this new normal. Irene, great to see you.
Good to see you on Zoom too. It's a whole new world.
Yeah, exactly. The new normal here. But you know, I got to thinking just because I've seen so many more people out on bicycles and now with the weather getting better. Gee, I wonder how Quinn Cycles is doing during this this pandemic time and how this has impacted, you know, the bicycling culture. So I said, I know, I'll ask Irene. She would know better than anyone. So what's going on?
Well, I'm sure there are people who know more than me, but I'm happy to talk about what we're doing. This is 8 years since Quinn Cycles held our first meeting with Nathan Pipo, and it's our first when we haven't been able to lead rides. We made that decision with the shutdown order that even trying to limit the number of participants in our rides would be difficult. So we stopped for our, you know, what would have been our kickoff. It started right when we would have started hosting rides. So we published our season, and we have lots of maps on our website, quinncycles.org, that we have been developing to show people how to get around the city without having to go on major roads that people usually think of because that's the way they drive. But there are lots of alternate ways to get around the city, to what, you know, things you need to do or just for fun. And so we've been hoping, showing people photos on our Facebook page of different destinations you can get to easily by biking Quincy and pointing them to our website and hoping that people will use that information to go out and safely socially distance, you know, maybe riding with just their family that they were quarantining with, and, you know, wearing a face covering, doing all the things you need to do to be in compliance with state recommendations, but also getting the exercise that you need and the fresh air in a safe, socially distant way. So that's what we've been doing primarily to help people. I've noticed as well that really this boom in biking that we've been having throughout Quincy, throughout the South Shore, in Boston. I don't know if you're aware that bike shops were named essential during the shutdown.
Yes.
Because they're such an important part and support for our transportation network, right? So essential workers who bike to their jobs need to have a functioning bike. So because of that, partly, and also because of this new desire for people to try biking, a lot of bike shops are running low on bikes and doing a lot of, it's a booming business time. So a lot of people are trying biking and rediscovering the joy of biking is how I like to say it.
Yeah, well, I got to thinking too that with you know, fewer cars on the road, what a great opportunity, you know, if you've been hesitant because of traffic, to get out and try it. It might be a little more comfortable for folks.
Yeah, we actually we just created a survey within the last week. It's up on our website again, quinncycles.org, because we want to find out why people are riding more these days. Is it just to get out of the house because you're not going anywhere? Or is it because your gym is closed? Or is it definitely because of the reduced traffic and that you feel more comfortable? Or is it all of the above? It could be everything. But we're trying to, you know, find out from people what they're thinking and why they're trying biking now, and what we can advocate with the city for to make that new resurgence in biking something that people are comfortable keeping up. So what's going to make you more comfortable on the road to continue biking?
Yeah, I can't help but think too that this would kind of give a whole new importance to bicycling, you know, given what has happened as an alternate form of transportation. People might be taking a little bit more seriously at the government level than they had in the past.
Yeah, I think so, especially, you know, there are the social distancing concerns on transit. How do we accommodate the people who, those of us who need to or want to take transit? How do we maintain that social distance in an environment that isn't really geared toward that? And providing a comfortable biking network will encourage a lot of people to be able to choose to ride a bike and balance out the shift so that there's space on public transit for those who need to use public transit, and not everybody jumping into cars and creating congestion and and traffic havoc as we reopen. So
right.
Yeah,
we saw the rental bike programs unfortunately go away in Quincy. Do you think this might create a new market for that now?
I'm not sure. The dockless bike share, from our experience here in Quincy, it seems to be a difficult business to maintain. Both OFO and Lime moved out of the bike share. Lime moved into scooters primarily. Mm-hmm. So I know that Boston's Hubway, I'm sorry, Blue Bikes, it changed over to Blue Bikes, is still up and running, and mm-hmm. people are using it, and they're taking precautions in terms of cleaning the bikes, recommending people wipe them down when they start their reservation and after. So my hope is that we can bring some sort of dock bike share to Quincy, where it's a little more established. I think the dockless was I'm not sure. I'm not a business person in that sense, so I don't know what was the problem, but it seemed a bit challenging to maintain. Yeah.
Probably logistically, just in terms of gathering up the bikes, you know, and bringing them back to a central location took a lot of personnel and time, I'm sure.
Possibly. I mean, it's a great idea. It's a great way for people to try biking without the investment of purchasing a bike. And right. so for that reason, I think it would be wonderful to have something that people can do that mm-hmm. with. But whether it's a private company or even the municipality, maintaining a fleet of bikes, it is a logistical challenge. A docked system yeah. maintains the order on its own a little bit by having to return it to that system.
Right. Is there has this led to a burgeoning secondhand bicycle market? Do you know?
I don't. I know that the Bikes Not Bombs is helping to connect essential workers who need bikes to bikes. So if you have a bike, you can contact them and let them know that it's available for someone who might need it, who doesn't want to take transit in, things like that. So that's one thing I'm aware of.
I'm sorry, what's the name again, Irene?
Bikes Not Bombs. They're a program that refurbishes bikes, teaches kids how to refurbish bikes, and donates bikes to communities around the world that could use them. So a lot of social justice work in addition to bicycle education.
Great. Okay.
Yeah, they're fabulous. We actually had our own education program starting here in the city this winter. I was very excited. We did a series of education classes with the library. Mm-hmm. So we had a bicycle commuting, mm-hmm. a winter biking class, and how to the ABCs of bike maintenance, the real basics of how to take care of your tires and your chain and your brakes. And then we also taught everyone how to fix a flat. So I'm hoping that as we start to reopen that we can continue those classes and that education, because it was pretty well attended at the library. And unfortunately we can't have those group gatherings yet. So mm-hmm. we have to figure out how to do it.
Yeah. Have more people found QuinCycles, do you know, or do you think that they will now?
I hope so. We're trying to get the word out there through social media, through this survey, just trying to help people find ways to bike through the city comfortably. There was a great article by Wayne Westcott in the Quincy Sun a couple weeks ago about cycling. Oh. And I thought it was really wonderful. It had a lot of great tips for the recreational and fitness and fun rider. There were a couple things I was like, that kind of made cycling sound a little expensive. Like you need, you know, whether you should invest in cycling specific shoes or clothes. And one of our goals in QuinCycles is just to get people on bikes, right? You don't need the special clothes. You just need closed-toed shoes. They don't have to have the clip-ins, right? Any bike will do. We definitely recommend a helmet to protect your brain. And another thing he had said was biking primarily in daylight hours. And that is fun for the fun and fitness rider. That can be an option. But if you're a transportation rider, a lot of times you have to go in early or you're going to come home late and you're going to be riding in the dark. So investing in a set of lights to keep yourself safe and some reflective gear is important. But other than that, cycling is a very accessible form of exercise. There's lots of places in Quincy that are scenic that you can bike to. So check out our website. You'll find recommended rides that connect you to transit if you mm-hmm. wanted to go there, but bringing you into the city centers and also out to our scenic beaches and up into the Blue Hills.
Yeah, I mean, and talk about a great way to social distance. If you're, unless you're on a tandem bike or a three-person bike like yours, you're pretty socially distant.
Yeah, you can still chat. It's easy to have a face covering with you, so that if you are end up going through a crowded area, you can just put that up on and make sure that you are protecting yourself and protecting others, and following those guidelines. But yeah, it is a comfortable, socially distant way to get exercise and be with people.
Sure. Have you heard, I'm curious, have you heard about other cities or even other countries that, you know, where bicycling has kind of taken over during this pandemic and become, more attractive than it might have been?
Yes. And this is something I'm hoping that Quincy takes advantage of as we start to reopen.
Yeah.
There are so many cities around the world that are saying, we don't want people to just jump in their cars and start driving again. And Right. Here's this opportunity to implement a safer, protected network that will encourage people to make a different choice. Mm-hmm. Those who can. We're never, not everybody's going to bike, and that's, perfectly reasonable. But every person who chooses to bike leaves more room for other people who need to drive, right? So it's a good balance. Places are encouraging outdoor dining for restaurants. Now, mm-hmm. We've been seeing that discussed and getting those regulations in place with the governor and different municipalities. So if you open up a sidewalk for outdoor dining and then allow space in the road for bicycling and walking, you have a more welcoming, comfortable streetscape for the people who are dining and the people who are traveling in and out of that area. So hopefully Quincy will incorporate more bicycling into those areas where those restaurants can have the outdoor seating and the outdoor dining, and we can continue to build on that. Yeah. And I'm just so worried that people might jump right back into their cars or use their cars as PPE, right? When bicycling and walking are just as safe, socially distanced activities. So,
yeah, we haven't even talked about the positive impacts on the environment. You know, we saw such a drastic reduction in overall air pollution around the world when the pandemic first hit. So it proves that we can have an effect on it.
Yeah. I always like to say I bike for health, but for three kinds of health, my personal well-being for exercise and physical health, and actually could say mental health as well, because mm-hmm. it's a very, all exercise is good for your brain as well as your body, but also financial health, because it's a more affordable means of transportation, and community environmental health. So I 100% agree with you there.
Yeah. And, unfortunately, there's no Panmass Challenge this year, but we've seen how bicycles are used to raise funds for needy causes and for charities as well. You couldn't really do that in a motorcade as opposed to a bike race.
I think it would just feel like traffic, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Unfortunately, this the city cut the funding in the budget for our bicycle network this year.
Oh.
And they cut it by half, which I was really disappointed to learn about. Now, the mayor does point out that we received state funding for some complete streets projects that are going in this season, and I'm super excited about that. They're going to be really great. It's a protected bikeway over Quarry Street, connecting Granite to Milton, mm-hmm. and also bike lanes on Coddington by the high school.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of bike parking that QuinCycles has counted and seen at the schools, the middle schools and the high schools, it's encouraging that they're going to be investing in a bike lane outside of that. But my hope is that we can use the state funding for those big projects, but that the city funding builds the connecting bits through and between those big areas. So hopefully the funding we have will be able to come back after this economic downturn.
Yeah, I wasn't familiar. How much was cut, do you know?
So 2 years ago, the mayor put in $50,000 line item. So it's not a huge amount of money, but bike infrastructure is not very expensive compared to motor vehicle infrastructure.
Yeah.
So that $50,000 has been in the budget for 2 years, and it was cut to $25,000 this year.
I see. Okay.
A full 50% cut.
Yeah. And I'm thinking too, you know, with hopefully kids going back to school in the fall, they might not be able to have full school buses. So to be able to take their bikes to school, you know, might be a huge benefit.
Biking is a huge part, a huge benefit to the all aspects of this recovery. Mm-hmm. You know, the more people that we can get in transporting themselves by bike is going to just keep everything moving safely and comfortably.
Yeah. So any thoughts, Irene, as to when Quinn Cycles can kind of get together again as a group and start having events again?
Well, we're hoping soon. We were talking about at our last meeting, perhaps having a sign up to join the rides. And now that things are opening, we feel a little more comfortable with that. It just didn't feel right to say, hey, come join us for a ride when we still weren't opening as a community. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I think if we can limit the numbers of participants and maybe divide into smaller groups and go on the same route but leave space and time in between us, we might be able to start showing people around the city again. And that's what we love to do, right? We love to get people out riding bikes, and a lot of people are more comfortable trying that in a group first. So.
Sure. Yeah, now we're a little more familiar with, you know, the social distancing and the face coverings and the hygiene. So there seems like there are ways to do things safely.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Some of our members have had, you know, like groups of in their community, their friends or their family going out for small rides. So they have techniques that they figured out, you know, things to remember. One of the things that can happen is when you hit a traffic light, everybody bunches up.
Yeah.
So maintaining that distance in a line will be important to habit to shift.
Sure. So, yeah, part
of it. Yeah, but we can do it. Bikes are adaptable. Yeah.
Part of the new normal again, we've been talking about, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
New normal, so many changes, so many important changes.
Yeah. Has it affected you personally in your family? I know that, you know, biking is a big part of your lives.
Yeah, and ironically, we've been biking less because we're not going places as much. My husband and I are biking more for recreation. He's working from home, so he's not bike commuting to Cambridge anymore.
Okay.
Not all the time, anyway. He goes in occasionally. My kids are biking at this time of year. My husband and son are normally training for the MS ride, the Cape Cod Getaway.
Oh, yeah.
So that usually starts in Quincy at the end of this month. That's not happening. They're going to do... they're challenging to do individual rides and raise the money that way. So, okay. So socially distant around your community. Yeah. And I was training for a ride to Montreal. That was my big challenge this year. It was a fundraising ride for the Boston Cyclist Union. And I'm going to be riding every road in Quincy instead. So that is my goal. I don't know if I'll Strava it or not, but
how many roads are there? Wow.
Yeah, I don't know how many miles in Quincy. I have to check with our traffic engineer before I commit, but it was a 400 mile ride. So if Quincy doesn't have 400 miles, I'll have to supplement with a lot of loops around the Blue Hills.
You'll have to do them a few times. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, have you been able to do any virtual rides at all at Quinn Cycles? Have you been able to utilize, you know, teleconferencing at all?
Not on a group level, no. Yeah. I know there are members who have Zwift or things like that, and there are ways to do social rides that way. But no, we haven't organized that as an organization.
Just picture everybody on a stationary bike, you know, at about, you know, 50 different frames on the computer screen.
Yeah, these little postcard shapes of people that we have. We're all miniaturized now. So
yeah, exactly. Anything else you'd like to share right now?
Just remind people to go to our website for a couple things. If they can take 5 minutes, it's a less than 5 minute survey. Let us know if you're riding a bike in Quincy. I've tried to leave comment spaces on every question. So if what I've written doesn't fit who you are as a bicyclist, then you can let us know who you are as a bicyclist and what you need to keep biking in the city comfortably. And then, also have a look at our maps and discover things in Quincy you can bike to that maybe you hadn't thought about before.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then also keep checking in for our rides, because we will start them up as we begin to open.
Okay. Those survey results, Irene, will those be eventually posted up on the website too, once it's completed?
That is my hope. All the answers will be confidential, but I'd like to definitely share what we learn with the community and with the city.
Sure. Yeah. Please let us know, when you're back in action, we can help you promote that here at QATV too.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Joe. I appreciate that.
Oh, it's our pleasure. It's great to see you. And please be healthy, and hopefully we can do this in person next time.
Yes, I hope so too. Continue to be well. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.